reserve county champions. How does it feel?
Feels great, yeah. Look, it's nice to be champions. It's nice for them boys to experience winning something. Look, a lot of them, the underage teams, Brendan, wouldn't have had much success. A lot of kind of semi-finals didn't get over the line. A couple of county finals against Godore, I think, at 16s and 18s. That Godore team's really good, you know. A lot of them boys have suffered hurt in those big games. So it's great for them. It's great for the confidence. It's great for the development for them to just get over the line, really.
Yeah. Listen, a lot of good things happening at the club. Brian, obviously, the senior team on up and up.
Yeah.
Your season earlier, you got under a bit of momentum because you took a tanking from Godore earlier on. You certainly rated that today in the biggest game of the season?
Oh, we did. Look, we knew, like I've been saying to the boys all along, that it was going to be a marathon, not a sprint, because we knew the players we'd missing at the start of the championship. We knew we were going to be up against it. Like, going down to Four Masters is tough with the players we'd away and could work our class. Like, they're a really good team. So we just knew that for us it was about making sure the boys weren't panicking. Like, we knew we might get over the line in a couple of early the championship games. We knew we'd be getting bodies back. We knew we'd be getting stronger. So it was just about keeping them focused on that. And look, we got lucky with the draw because, you know, we avoided some of the big guns and it just gave us the wee bit of breathing space to get a bit of momentum. Yeah. And then it's been week on week. You know, I thought we were quite good against Unions. The performance against Michaels and Kilcar weren't at the level that we would have hoped for. Maybe a wee bit of complacency, I'm not sure. But we knew today that we were going to get a performance for them. And like the first 5 or 10 minutes, I thought we were fighting really hard for every ball. Godore were getting scores away, but did work really hard for them, you know. And then I thought we were creating our chances that wee bit easier. Yeah. So we just fancied ourselves to be able to get in for that goal chance. We did, and look, that was the key score because it just gave us the breathing space that we needed.
It was never going to just be as easy as it was going to play out. You know, Weber's 1-1, put you in a great position in the game.
Yeah.
But as one finals, you drop back in deep, you invite on the opposition, and it looked like there might be an opportunity for that equalising point. As a manager, that must be the most tense position to be in.
It's a nightmare, and there's very little you can do about it because you're screaming, get the shape up front, because we're not telling them to drop all back, you know, like we want to get up. But I thought the key thing for us, Brendan, was we knew we were still going to get a chance on the break, and our final pass wasn't there. And they were turning us over and they were coming strong and they have damn good players. So when that's not happening, you're not able to get that point or two you need just to kill the momentum. Like, we were hanging on there at the end. I was just relieved to see the whistle. And Connie pointed one up. I thought he meant there was another couple of minutes left. I was like, Jesus Christ, I'm not going to hang on here. But look, we needed all the luck we could get today, really.
And tell me, was your dad involved in terms of looking after players? Were you pulling him into setup as well?
Charlie didn't know, but he got a couple of late night visits last week. There were a couple of boys there with sore hamstrings. And I was ringing him saying, whatever they need to hear to get on the pitch, you have to tell them. But look, dad's great, you know. I'm sure he'll have a fat invoice waiting for us.
That's to come. But you know what, for now, Brian, I was just looking at, you know, it's a good young team there. You can tell by yourself, your enthusiasm for the game and all the lads. You have a big, big night ahead, you know, in Ballyshannon.
I have the week off, Brendan. And look, if there's one thing about Ballyshannon, we might have had that much success at senior level down the years, but we know how to have a good party, so we'll be enjoying that. But it's brilliant, you know. And look, I'm after saying to Charlie Collins there, the thing for me is now, and I'm going to say it to the boys when I go in, if we want to open that programme in 10 years' time, and we want to see 6, 7, 8 of them players playing for Area Senior for 10 years, because we need them, and that's what it's about.